Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A man has been charged with a 2015 double murder along the Denali Highway. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation reports that 42-year-old Bruce Floyd Dowd Butler of Wasilla was taken into custody at his residence without incident yesterday. Butler is charged with first-degree murder in the July 2015 shooting deaths of 42-year-old Lynn Butler and 61-year-old Richard Kassler, also of Wasilla. It's unclear whether the accused killer Bruce Butler and victim Lynn Butler are related. Butler and Kassler were reported missing July 3rd of 2015 from a campsite near mile 79 of the Denali Highway. Searchers found them shot to death in a nearby trailer. Juneau has a new district attorney. Angie Kemp takes over for the retiring James Scott. Kemp served for the last 9 years as assistant district attorney in the Juneau office, prosecuting cases in Juneau and northern southeast Alaska. Scott worked for over 18 years as a prosecutor, primarily as an assistant district attorney in Ketchikan before becoming the Juneau DA in 2013. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says one of its employees died at a construction site at North Pole. The agency says the accident involved construction equipment and occurred just before 4 o'clock Monday afternoon at the Chena River Flood Control Project. The name of the worker has not been released pending notification of family. The agency says an investigation is underway. Searchers have recovered the body of a man missing after a canoe capsized at a Wasilla Lake. Alaska State Troopers say divers found the body of 67-year-old Edgar Curtis shortly before 6 o'clock yesterday at Finger Lake. Curtis was canoeing Monday afternoon with his son, 30-year-old Gary Curtis of Wasilla, when their canoe was capsized by the wake of a passing boat. An Alaskan has been appointed to help manage fisheries nationwide. Chris Oliver will oversee recreational and commercial fishing at the National Marine Fisheries Service, which is under the umbrella of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. Oliver starts his new job this week at NOAA headquarters in Silver Spring, Maryland. And the Wrangell Assembly voted yesterday to adopt its last contract offer to unionize municipal employees there. That makes a strike more likely, but a labor representative said no decision has been made yet. The 24 union members proposed a $2.50 an hour pay increase in their final proposal. They said that balances out higher health insurance costs. The borough offered 75 cents an hour. During yesterday's meeting, Finance Director Lee Burgess says that still gives the majority of union members a better deal than they have right now. Municipal workers have been without a contract for 3 years. In addition to the 24 union members, the borough has about 35 managers and other employees which are not in a union. Latest weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies for today. Isolated rain showers, high about 60 degrees, low tonight about 45 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.